Sporty World Cup greetings, Muckbill.
Sporty World Cup greetings to you too, Sonny.
Muckbill, the indomitable lions of Cameroon, can be described as the World Cup flag bearers for Africa. They've qualified for the World Cup 8 times, more than any other African team. And they were the first African team to reach the World Cup quarterfinals, doing so at Italy 1990. But Muckbill, that was 32 years ago. And Cameroon hasn't advanced out of the group stage since. For Qatar 2022, Cameroon is in Group G with Serbia, Switzerland, and 5-time World Cup champion Brazil. Muckbill, who are the players to watch for Cameroon in Qatar?
Sonny, I'll have to start off with Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting, the Bayern Munich forward, who's top 10 in scoring in the Bundesliga at the moment. He will bring that firepower that the Cameroonian side needs. He also played with PSG in the past season and possesses a lot of experience that the team can benefit from. Next, I'd like to go with the captain, Vincent Aboubakar, who has scored the 3rd most goals in Cameroonian history, only behind Samuel Eto'o and Francois Omam-Biyak. With these 2 scorers, it'll give any defense a tough day. Lastly, another key player to watch would be Inter Milan's goalkeeper, Andre Onana. Having a reliable goalkeeper playing in one of the toughest club leagues is something that will be very valuable for the Cameroonian side.
Muckbill, I understand some Cameroonian fans criticized some of the selections for their World Cup team. What's your reaction?
Sonny, Cameroon is one of those African nations that have the luxury of having too many elite players. So when a big name is left out, it'll be a question from the fans of that player in specific. With having Samuel Eto'o at the very top and coach Rigobert Song, it is very difficult to argue with their selection, especially knowing their past experiences as football legends for the country.
Muckbill, Cameroon will kick off its World Cup campaign November 24th when it plays Switzerland. The Swiss lost to Ghana 2-0 on November 17th in a friendly World Cup warm-up match in Abu Dhabi. Muckbill, I'm guessing Cameroon must have scouted that friendly?
Sonny, the interesting thing about friendlies, especially ones that are this close to the beginning of the tournament, is that most teams won't play their top guys to avoid injuries. It'll mainly be the younger players or the reserves that the coaches want to see in order to get them in their team's rotation. But I don't feel like that Swiss side was the side that we will be seeing as a whole unit. There's some players that might have needed to get some reps in that will be on the pitch as starters. A win against the Swiss would almost, and I say almost, guarantee the Cameroonians get out of the group, but all they really need is a draw.
Muckbill, the indomitable Lions will play Serbia on November 28th and wrap up group play against world number one Brazil on December 2nd. How do you see those matches?
Sonny, I feel like the indomitable Lions have a great shot in this group. If they come out strong against Serbia in their second match, it'll give them some much-needed momentum to play Brazil in their toughest matchup to finish off the group stages. As we've seen, Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting is in form right now and could score against almost any team if the right ball is played anywhere near his strike zone. So it'll be fun to watch, Sonny.
Muckbill, 4-time African Footballer of the Year Samuel Eto'o has been in charge of the Cameroonian Football Federation for almost a full year. Eto'o participated in 4 World Cups as a player. How do you view his leadership role in Qatar?
Sonny, there is nothing but respect for Samuel Eto'o, arguably the biggest star to have ever put on a Cameroonian jersey, and I feel like his expertise and leadership will be seen in this tournament. I also like Cameroon's group chances because although there is a clear favorite for the group, with that being Brazil, the second slot is for the taking. It all just depends on who wants it the most. All these teams have got to bring it every single game. And that's all from me, Sonny. Back to you.
Thanks, Muckbill. That's my VOA colleague, Mukbil Yabaro, speaking with us here in Washington.